Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There's no denying that this is the season of hearty eating, and along with our big old rib roast and roasted chickens, there has to be something else on the plate. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, there are a few dishes that say hearty as well as scalloped potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just love them. It's truly a classic, and I think that, you know, not hard to make really well.
No. A little labor intensive.
Yes, well, certainly more labor than just making mashed potatoes,
right.
But certainly worth it.
And this is actually one of a number of dishes that are, you know, kind of grouped under a category of gratins.
Sure.
You know, which is essentially, it's a vegetable baked dish that's topped with a golden brown crust. It's made up of breadcrumbs or cheese or eggs or bread or something like that.
Yeah.
Which gives you a heck of a lot of latitude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. this dish, yeah, has no set definition.
No. Now, the dish that we call scalloped potatoes, and it's kind of a broadly defined dish, is a classic gratin. And basically, this is a casserole of thinly sliced potatoes cooked in its own creamy sauce and topped with a cheesy crust, usually served in its own shallow baking dish.
Right.
And that's a basic idea, and there's lots of variations.
And I think it's great. Very satisfying.
It is. Here's some of the issues that I turned up.
Okay.
Because I've made these a number of times, and I've encountered each and every one of these issues.
Okay.
The first is, what basic potato are you going to work with? Because they have advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah, but I think the Idaho potato, the russet, the large sort of starch-based potato is the way to go.
And
new potatoes, thin-skinned potatoes, fingerlings are not the potato for this dish. You want a big, big Idaho potato.
A big, big, that's right. And they do have a lot of starch in them.
Definitely.
Now, the problem I have had with those, and there's a possible solution, is that they can fall apart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are recommending the Yukon Gold as being a really good kind of in-between.
It is an in-between potato. I just don't think it's as good, though, mm-hmm. in my mind. I know they might fall apart, but I think that's okay, too.
You don't mind that?
No, I mean, you know, and even when, you know, the looser style potato is the one I like.
Right.
The more sort of packed and dauphinoise style that's very labor intensive, I think is not even as good a dish as if you just kind of throw them in this baking dish and sauce them up and bake them.
That's right. I know the ones that my mom made were exactly the way you described, about a quarter inch thick slices.
Right.
And she did use the Idaho potato.
They look like scallops. That's where the dish came from, scalloped potatoes.
You're right.
I mean, they're
You're
just
right.
laid in the dish sort of on top, like stacked like fallen dominoes,
mm-hmm.
sauced, baked, and then you put the cheese on and put it under the broiler and you're done.
I think this is a great time to use your mandolin.
Yes. Certainly.
And get those uniform slices. And I do believe that it's good to have very uniform slices.
Well, that's going to help with the cook time, because that's another issue. You know, you want to make sure that everything's cooked, but again, not too much where it starts to fall mm-hmm. apart.
Now, what I like to do is to blanch them a little bit.
Okay.
Just so that they start to pale up at the edge.
Okay.
And that's
I know what that look is.
It's finished.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets it to soft enough. And then you have to be very careful when you lay these down. I like to work in a single layer at a time.
Uh-huh.
Put some bechamel sauce on top of it, then put another layer.
Yeah.
If you stack the potatoes together, the ones inside just never get cooked properly.
Exactly.
So everything has to work together with that sauce. And the potatoes end up contributing starch to the sauce,
right.
which should help the creaminess.
And yeah, it definitely gives it. And you know, if you're stacking them deep, you need to cover it with aluminum foil before it goes in the oven so you don't burn the top
mm-hmm.
before the bottom's cooked through.
And then you would finish it off with whatever cheese you
sure.
like. I love Gruyere.
Uh-huh.
I think you could use Parmesan.
Yeah, and I like the idea cheddar. Of mixing it with some breadcrumbs to give you a real mm-hmm. crispy crust.
And also, you can add things like ham or broccoli florets. All
course.
Sorts of things go in there. It's a lot of fun. We'll put some ideas on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.